faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, in recounting the story of Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent reveals how he was finally contacted by the faithful Poco and started off on the trail of the missing Jimmy Olsen.
This is Superman, gang, and here's someone I want you to meet. Rear Admiral Reginald R. Belknap, USN, retired.
Good afternoon, boys and girls, and thank you, Superman. I am the chairman of the Layman's National Committee, a non-sectarian religious organization that tries to make sure that children of all races and creeds get the wonderful advantages offered by our churches. This is National Sunday School Week, a very good time to recognize all the good the Superman Show does to promote the principles of right living. Superman shows us all how to live the golden rule, how to help and protect those who need it. And so, I now present the Layman National Committee's citation to the Superman program as the best children's program of the year.
Thank you, Admiral Belknap. The whole Superman staff is very grateful for this honor.
Yes, and I want to add the thanks of the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Pep. Naturally, Kellogg is proud of the Superman show and its contribution to our good American way of life. And Pep is part of that good, wholesome way of life. A good cereal that's good, wholesome eating for growing boys and girls. That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Now the adventures of Superman.
In recounting the story of Superman's most unusual experience, Clark Kent told how Jimmy Olsen was taken to the planet Utopia by Anthar and Poco, two men of the little-known planet, and how, upon their arrival, Jimmy and Anthar were captured and sentenced to death by Zaram, the cruel regent. Now, Kent continues with his story.
Meanwhile, here in Metropolis, I received a news report of a huge white plastic ball that had fallen out of the skies into the heart of the city. What's more, its sole occupant, a little fat man wearing strange clothes and silver bells on his wrists and ankles, was reported to have called for me several times before he lost consciousness. As soon as I heard that, I rushed over to the hospital where I was surprised to find my editor, Perry White, waiting for me.
Hello, Kent. The office told me you were on your way over.
Oh?
And while I was waiting, I found out where he is.
You mean the funny little guy they took out of that flying ball?
That's right. He's on the third floor.
Good. Hope he's still alive and that he can tell us where to find Jim.
Are you kidding?
No. Come on upstairs to his room. Oh, doctor, my name is Clark Kent. And
Kent?
I understand the patient in 306 was asking for me.
Yes, he was indeed, ever since he came to. I'm glad you've come.
Well, may we see him now?
Yes, but before I take you to him, I want to warn you that he's a little, strange. Speaks only in a sort of odd, rhymed double talk, I suppose you might call it.
Poor fellow. Suffered a concussion, eh?
Oh, surprisingly enough, we don't find him suffering from anything more serious than a sprained ankle. Now, if you'll follow me, please, I'll take you to him. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Doctor.
Not at all.
Oh, hurry, hurry. It's worry.
Listen to that. Come on in, Chief.
If you, sirs, are Mr. Kent and Mr. White, you are indeed a welcome sight.
Well, I'll be...
Yes, I'm Clark Kent, and this is Mr. White. Suppose you tell us who you are.
No, oh, I am Pilko by name, a jester by fame.
A jester? Of all the...
Now, wait, just a minute, Chief. Poco, could you tell us where you come from?
Oh, yes. I come from Utopia, and the story I bring is nothing short of frightening.
What story?
Yes, yes, get to the facts, if they are facts.
Oh, very well. Since yours are the names given me by my good friend James.
James? You mean Jim Olsen?
No, 'tis true, I do.
Well, what happened to Jim? Where is he?
With poor James. Alas, all is not well. He is lying now in a guarded cell.
What? Go on, Poco.
Yes. He waits his fate behind iron bars of the planet Utopia, close to Mars.
Oh, now cut out that rhyming double talk, and for heaven's sakes, tell us.
Do you think on lies I'd waste my breath while James is in prison, sentenced to death?
Sentenced to death? What for?
He was on Utopia convicted as a spy. And for that, Zaram has condemned him to die.
Great Caesar.
Zaram? Who is Zaram?
Zaram is regent who rules our land. All life and death are in his hands.
Well, how can we help Jimmy Poco?
By telling me quickly, if you can, where can I contact Superman?
What do you want with Superman?
To save poor James and Anthar, too, from death at the hand of Zaram's crew.
Now, look, Poco.
We can't hold everything.
What?
Now, come here. I want to talk to you.
Excuse me, Poco.
Oh, worry, worry. Hurry, hurry.
What's eating you, Chief?
I think this character's giving us a phony story.
Oh, now,
what's
look.
More, I think he's part of a gang that kidnapped Jimmy, and now they're trying...
Wait a minute. How can you say that when this man's description, the projectile he arrived in, and his story about coming from Utopia all jibe with what an eyewitness to Jimmy's disappearance told us?
You believe all that?
I have no reason to disbelieve it yet.
And I say you're as wacky as he seems to be.
Gentlemen, I beg you, do not delay. Each moment we waste speeds James' life away.
Let's see, Chief. Tell me, Poco, for the sake of some who may be doubtful, have you any way of proving that...
Oh, yes, Mr. Kent, Mr. White. I can prove that I am right.
Yeah, how?
Oh, look. From around my neck, I take a string. And from this string, I take a ring.
Let's see that.
Chief, that's Jimmy's high school ring.
Yes, it is. But how do we know he didn't steal it from Jim?
Oh, I swear I did not steal the ring. Oh, why do you question everything? When, unless you help me, Mr. White... James, your friend will die tonight.
I've heard enough. Kent, I think this is a job for Inspector Henderson.
No, wait, Chief.
Nothing doing. I'm going to call him
right now. Chief, how are the police going to help Jim when he's on another planet?
I don't believe he is on another planet.
Well, no, that he is, I swear upon my pelf. I took him there with Anthar myself.
Oh, you did, eh? Why?
We took James with us so he'd understand the danger that threatens your native land.
What are you saying, Poco?
Oh, it's true, it's true. Believe me, it's true.
Oh, cut it out.
What's true?
That Zaram is said to come with armies. The Earth to invade.
Oh, no.
And the way is all clear. His plans are all made.
You took Jimmy along with you to prove that to him?
Yes. And Zaram caught James and Anthar, too. And tonight, alas, their end is Jim.
Oh, for Pete's sake, stop saying that.
Oh, then call for Superman, I implore. Lord, shortly James will be no more.
Great Jupiter.
Tell me, Poco, is the time on Utopia the same as it is here?
No. It's 4 hours late. And when it's 4 o'clock here, there it is 8.
Then we have only 2 hours before sunset on Utopia, the time set for the execution. Look, Poco, do you know how to get back to Utopia?
Now, wait a minute.
The path is clear through the stratosphere with the aid of this solar compass here.
Ken, for heaven's sake.
That little box, Poco, is that what you call a solar compass?
Yes. Yes. And that is what to use I plan to chart the course to Superman.
Okay, I'll take you up on that, Poco.
You'll take him up.
I mean Superman, Will.
Superman? Where are you going to find him?
You're going to find him, Chief.
I am?
Yes. Remember the last time we had to find Superman? You broadcast for him over the Daily Planet radio and he showed up?
Yes, but...
Well, you're going to do it again.
Oh, I am I? Now, you listen
don't
here,
argue, don't Chief. You... We've got less than 2 hours to save Jim's life, so get over to the radio studio and start broadcasting for him right away.
Oh, this is crazy. It's ridiculous.
Don't waste time arguing, will you? Get going. Hurry. Whew, I thought I'd never get rid of him. Now, back here behind this screen where Poco can't see me and out of these clothes, quickly.
Mr. Kent. Oh, where can they be? Why have they both deserted me?
Well, I do, Poco.
Oh, you, sir, in cape of red and costume blue. Will you tell me, please, who are you?
I'm Superman. I understand you want to see me.
Oh, no. No, this good fortune. It cannot be. I don't dare believe you are really he.
Yes, I'm Superman, all right. Now, Kent said your solar compass would show us the way to Utopia, right?
If the stars prevail, it cannot fail.
All right, up in my arms with you. There. Are you comfortable?
Yes. Well, here's the compass. Hold it tight. If we lose it...
It's good night.
Right.
Well, here goes then. Up for this window. Now, out. Up and away!
Leaping out the window with Poco under my arm, I rocketed straight up into the sky. Bound for Utopia, and what was perhaps the strangest adventure of my career since arriving on Earth from Krypton. But if I had anticipated an easy trip to Utopia, I was doomed to disappointment, for I soon learned differently.
In just a moment, we'll return for the thrilling climax of today's episode and Clark Kent's exciting story. So keep listening.
Say, you know how it is, gang. You get a real kick out of meeting up with one of your friends unexpectedly. Well, there's that same sort of thrill for you when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Because, first off, you're glad that there's more of that super delicious cereal to eat. And when you get one of those exciting comic buttons in the pet package, you're meeting up with an old funny sheet friend. Yes, sir. Every single one of those comic strip characters is someone that you've known in the funny papers. 18 of them in all, like Pat Patton and Tess Trueheart and Chief Brandon and Vitamin Flintheart, Judy Corky, and Superman himself. And each one is a humdinger for looks. So how about asking Mom right now to get you some more Kellogg's Pep? That's how easy it is to get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a buck stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. You just look inside the Pep package for your prize and get a glimpse of those gold and toasted whole wheat flakes, too. And your appetite will sit right up and take notice right away. Pep looks so crisp and inviting, and it tastes so doggone delicious that, well, you practically won't be able to resist it. So have yourself a bowl of Pep for breakfast tomorrow. Just make sure that Mom gets P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now we return to Clark Kent's story of Superman's most unusual adventure.
With Poco clinging tightly to me, I shot up into the sky like a rocket, and soon we had gone beyond the stratosphere into the vast empty reaches of space, where the crackling natural electricity and lack of what we know as atmosphere made the going extremely difficult. Hold up here, Poco. Better stay under my cape.
Oh, but it feels good to fly up, up higher than the sky.
What's that? Solar compass?
Oh, dear. Oh, Superman, oh, dear. That means we are lost up here.
Lost? What do you mean?
Oh, this means we left Earth too soon. We should have waited till the clock struck noon.
Why? What difference does that make?
Oh, can't you see? It's because the compass is set at a certain pace. And when we left too soon, we became lost in space.
Uh-oh, that's bad. Pretty rugged up here, even for me. Getting worse all the time.
Oh, the fault is mine. I'm a stupid fool. I should have remembered the solar rule.
Too late for that now, Poco. Just hang on and hope for the best. Unmercifully buffeted by the elements and apparently lost in space, I continued to struggle and fight with all the power I could muster in an effort to get through to Jimmy Olsen. But as the moments sped by, my chances and Poco's seemed to get slimmer and slimmer.
How did Superman manage to fight his way through space in time to save Jimmy Olsen from execution on Utopia? Well, all we can tell you now is that the Man of Steel's great powers were tested like never before, and that both he and Jimmy were nearly destroyed on Utopia until this experience was over. So don't miss tomorrow's episode in Clark Kent's thrilling story of The Mystery of the Lost Planet, Superman's Most Unusual Adventure. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. What's that, gang? Why, it's the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves and cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package. And you know how they dish out those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. That's their song of crispiness. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun to listen to and fun to eat. So ask Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.